over Manhattan Island, when gales subside, inhuman colors of ocean afternoons, luminously livid, tear the sky so wide the exposed city looks like deserted dunes. Peering out to the street, New Yorkers in saloons identify the smokeless moment outside like a subway stop where one no longer stirs. Soon this oceanic gracefulness will have died. For to city people, the smudgy film of smoke is reassuring, like an office. It's sociable, like money. It gives the sky a furnished look that makes disaster domestic, negotiable. Nothing to help society in the sky's grace except that each looks at it with his mortal face. I stroll on Madison in expensive clothes, sour. Ostrich-legged or sweet-chested, the loping clerks slide me a glance, nude as oh in a tiled shower, and lope on deadpan, large male and female jerks. Later, from the open meadow in the park, I watch a bulging pea soup storm lie midtown. Here, the high air is clear. There, buildings are murked. Manhattan absorbs the cloud like a sagebrush plain. In the grass, sleepers spread without attraction. Some large men who turn sideways, old ones on papers, a soldier face handkerchiefed, an erection in his pants. Only men. The women don't nap here. Can these wide spaces suit a particular man? They can, whomever man's intestines can.